Welcome to The Rob Four Show, where I bring you the latest politics, news, and analysis with a dash of progressive perspective. Thank you very much for tuning in. Let's get informed. Okay, it's Thursday, August 20th. You see, the right loves to engage in these culture wars, even though they accuse the left of perpetuating culture wars all the time. The latest big deal in the online space has been this idea of cancel culture. And for those unaware, cancel culture is supposedly carried out by raging internet mobs on someone who expresses an opinion online that goes against their orthodoxy. These raging internet mobs supposedly get people fired from their jobs for bad tweets, or dox them over comments. There have been some truly bad instances of people losing their jobs unjustly, or getting doxed and being harassed in person by these people, but the data have shown that most instances of this are overblown. It is a problem, but not nearly as big of a problem as the attention cancel culture receives would indicate. With that out of the way, Donald Trump is now abusing his position as President of the United States again by trying to cancel or boycott Goodyear tires. Yes, you heard that right. A business triggered Trump so hard that he is now throwing a hissy fit and trying to cancel Goodyear. So what happened? Well, an employee posted a now viral photo of a company policy banning all political attire in the workplace, including Make America Great Again gear and Blue Lives Matter attire. Though notably, they did permit Black Lives Matter and LGBT pride gear. What's the problem here? Well, the problem is that Donald Trump took offense and is now threatening a business. Here's what Trump tweeted yesterday morning. Don't buy Goodyear tires, in all caps, of course. They announced a ban on MAGA hats. Get better tires for far less. This is what the radical left Democrats do. Two can play the same game, and we have to start playing it now. Well, this is undoubtedly an abuse of power, much like weeks ago when President Trump and his children propped up Goya beans because their CEO said something nice about him on TV. This is blatant corruption, and it boggles my mind how people who claim to care about the Constitution are silent on these issues. I think there's a word for that. It starts with an H sound and rhymes with democracy. Oh yeah, hypocrisy. Anyway, we have to vote Trump out of office. We're about 2 weeks away from the first mail-in ballots going out in some states. Go to vote.org if you need help with anything voting related. That's vote.org. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's plan to suspend changes to the Postal Service until after the upcoming election is wholly insufficient and does not reverse damage already wreaked. This, of course, is in reference to DeJoy's removal of sorting machines in battleground states, mailboxes, and other mail infrastructure. After a conversation between Pelosi and DeJoy, Pelosi said in a statement, "The Postmaster General frankly admitted that he had no intention of replacing the sorting machines, blue mailboxes, and other key mail infrastructure that have been removed and that plans for adequate overtime, which is critical for the timely delivery of mail, are not in the works. All of these changes directly jeopardize the election and disproportionately threaten to disenfranchise voters and communities of color. The Postal Service is election central during the pandemic, and Democrats will not allow the president to force Americans to choose between their health and their vote." Now, personally, I never thought that I would see the day that a president was attacking the post office, of all things. But here we are. Rome didn't fall in a day, right? Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, has accused NBC News of disseminating an incredible amount of damage and misinformation on Tuesday night this week. AOC delivered the formal seconding of the nomination of Bernie Sanders for president at the Democratic National Convention. But that's not how NBC framed it. The Guardian says, "Soon after, NBC News sent a tweet that seemed to impute some intrigue to the fact that Ocasio-Cortez had not endorsed Biden for president. Such endorsements are not typically conferred in the convention setting, and there was no reason or expectation for Ocasio-Cortez to do so." So AOC responded to NBC's mischaracterization by tweeting several messages. "You waited several hours to correct your obvious and blatantly misleading tweet. It sparked an enormous amount of hatred and vitriol, and now the misinfo you created is circulating on other networks, all to generate hate clicks from a pre-recorded, routine procedural motion." You see, the DNC invited AOC to give this seconding, and it is procedure for any candidate who passes the threshold to get a nomination, even if they don't win. The only two candidates to do that were Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Joe Biden is now the nominee, but as per procedure, Bernie was to receive a nomination too. After getting formally nominated by Bob King, AOC seconded the nomination, and I'll play that for you here, because what AOC can do in about a minute's time is absolutely incredible.
Good evening, bienvenidos, and thank you to everyone here today endeavoring towards a better, more just future for our country and our world. In fidelity and gratitude to a mass people's movement working to establish 21st century social, economic, and human rights, including guaranteed health care, higher education, living wages, and labor rights for all people in the United States. A movement striving to recognize and repair the wounds of racial injustice, colonization, misogyny, and homophobia, and to propose and build reimagined systems of immigration and foreign policy that turn away from the violence and xenophobia of our past. A movement that realizes the unsustainable brutality of an economy that rewards explosive inequalities of wealth for the few at the expense of long-term stability for the many, and who organized a historic grassroots campaign to reclaim our democracy. In a time when millions of people in the United States are looking for deep, systemic solutions to our crises of mass evictions, unemployment, and lack of health care, en el espíritu del pueblo and out of a love for all people, I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for President of the United States of America.
So, shame on NBC News for this journalistic malpractice. AOC was right in her condemnation of NBC. They just wanted clicks, and so they tweeted out an incredibly misleading headline. And of course, it is important to note that AOC did offer an endorsement of Joe Biden on Twitter, and obviously she supports him over Donald Trump. That's all for today. Thank you for tuning in. If this show brings you value, please consider supporting me on Patreon for as little as $2 at patreon.com/robfore. That's patreon.com/robfore. Also, please make sure you're subscribed wherever you're listening to this so you don't miss an episode. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you next time.